There is a small music studio at the University of Nebraska at Omaha that feels a little bit different the moment you walk in. The students here don't just practice. They dig into the music, they live with it. They take it beyond the classroom, into retirement homes, shopping malls, and museum halls, sharing it with people whenever they can. And this spring, their journey has taken them somewhere many listeners rarely go. Into the music of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
Well, this event is going to be a blast. I'm super excited for it to happen. I get to be in a unique position where I don't have to worry about performing, but I'm also not necessarily part of the audience. I'm helping put the show on. Mm-hmm. So I get to see the interaction between the musicians and the audience.
Roman Constantino is a graduate student in public administration. He is a lifelong musician, and he found his way into this world through UNO Service Learning Academy, a program that connects university students with the wider community. The concert is called From Baltic Light to American Horizons. It started as a class project, but the story behind it goes back 30 years.
This year is the 30th anniversary of the Sister City Agreement with Šiauliai in Lithuania. And I have a dear friend who I went to school with in Cincinnati, who he, along with his father, helped establish this particular agreement. And he just came and performed here earlier this spring, you know, for our students and for the community.
That friend is Romantas Vingras, a Lithuanian pianist now based in London. His visit helped making the timing feel right. But the concert itself is student-driven. Every semester, the piano studio picks a team together. Then each student chooses a piece, digs into the history behind it, and performs it. This isn't just about playing well. It's about understanding what you are playing.
They might research a little bit more about the country that they're representing, or they might learn a little bit more about the technique involved, the culture, the composer's lives and what they were like and so forth. So there's a strong research component along with it.
The research is only part of it. The students also perform a lot. Recently, five of them played for 50 people at the Latvia Hall in Lincoln. They played over an hour of music without a break. They have performed at Dern Museum, at Jean Lehi Mall, and at retirement homes. Once they showed up to play and found a keyboard sitting in a library instead of a piano.
The fact that we can provide opportunities like this for our students, for them to get real life experience, to do these kinds of things where they are performing in every possible environment, where there's basically a cave in the Durham, so their sound is going everywhere and it's just Echo City. All these are very important experiences for our students.
As a pianist, Dr. Taylor says, you don't always get the perfect instrument. The pedal sticks, a note goes out of tune, you can switch to a new reed or change your bow. You just work with what you have there. And in an age when people wonder what technology might replace next, she thinks about that, about what a live performer brings that nothing else can.
It's a really important part of just humanity, is being a musician and celebrating that art with other people, especially when art often gets questioned about its value.
From Baltic Light to American Horizons is at Jocelyn Castle on Tuesday, April 21st. Doors open at 6 and the music starts at 7. The Baltic states are a long way from Nebraska, but for one evening, the distance disappears. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriela Escalera.